Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On today. Today we're going to be talking about breaking up and healing of all kind, really. Miss Amy Chan is here and she wrote the book, The Breakup Bootcamp. She used to live in New York, but in the middle of the pandemic, she moved back to Vancouver and her advice is wonderful no matter where she is. So it got me to thinking, you know, during this pandemic, we've all sort of broken up with something. If it hasn't been a relationship, perhaps it was a routine that we once had, or a job that we once had, or friendships that have taken a break because you're not getting together. The pandemic has caused so many splits and pauses, so maybe today is a good time to take a look at what in your life could use a little patching up. Or what in your life could use a little healthy attention. Sometimes it's an easy fix, just picking up the phone or reaching out to somebody on social media to say, hey, I miss you. Or maybe it's time to jump back into the work pool. Get that resume together. Believe in a new possibility. So if you were waiting for a sign, here's your sign. And let's take a look at what's not working. What was that meme I saw the other day? Don't fake it till you make it. Face it. Till you make it, right? Okay. So let's spend a few minutes with Miss Amy Chan. And even if you haven't had a breakup recently, I think this information is going to help you look back at other breakups and go, where do we start, Amy?
Yeah, when people go through a breakup and they feel like it's the worst thing that's ever happened to them and they want to fast forward through their pain, I'm actually excited for them because I know that sometimes a breakup is a shakeup you need to redirect your life. And, you know, a breakup can actually be an incredible time for us to actually stop and assess what do we want, what do we don't want, and how can we shift our own patterns so that we don't keep repeating the same emotional experience over and over again just with different people.
Why do we do that? The repeating part.
Sometimes we actually have what's called an attraction of deprivation, meaning, you know, the way that we relate romantically unfolds by how we are, you know, what type of love is modeled when we're a young child. Mm. And so if you grew up in a household where it's chaotic and you didn't have a healthy model of what love looks like and feels like, what happens is as an adult, your psyche actually tries to recreate the scenario of the crime in an attempt to change its ending. And this is done on a subconscious level. Human beings are drawn to what's familiar. So if chaos and unavailability was what was familiar growing up, you know, in your adult relationships, you're going to think that you have chemistry with people. I call this your chemistry compass. You think you have chemistry with people who can wound you in a very similar way. And so you confuse that familiarity is love.
Okay, I have to lie down on the floor now.
Get cozy.
What? Oh my gosh. Okay. So we can, if we grew up in chaos or, you know, whatever, you know, insert your adjective here. And even if it was uncomfortable, we're going to look to recreate that with our partner.
Exactly. So we create what's called, we have a homeostasis of what we're familiar with. So I'll give you an example with myself. The only time I got love or attention was when I got good grades and he would give me some money. And so at a very young age, I was very familiar with the feeling of chasing someone who's unavailable. And so throughout my life, I would get into these relationships or chase people for relationships. And I was like, oh, there's no pattern. You know, these people look very different. But the emotional experience was exactly the same. I was constantly anxious, pining for their time, chasing them, trying to edit myself and convince someone to love me or that I was worthy. And so it wasn't until I identified that the common denominator was my pattern that I was able to have a starting point to start shifting that pattern.
Wow, what insight you gained. All right, so take us through your book, Breakup Bootcamp. What will we learn within?
I think one thing to understand is it's called Breakup Bootcamp, but let's be honest, it's never just about the ex, it's recycled pain. And so while the book gives you tools on how to, you know, manage your emotions and move through that kind of painful process, most importantly, it talks to you and teaches you and guides you on how to figure out what are your subconscious patterns and belief systems so that you can start shifting them and changing the outcomes.
Okay. All right. How long is it going to take when I get your book, Breakup Bootcamp? I'm speaking for the listener because I'm okay right now. But how long is it going to take from the time I pick up your book to the time I feel better?
Well, it depends on, you know, how great of a student you are. And you listen to everything I say. Look, it takes around 6 to 8 weeks for that emotional intensity to start to subside. This is what I've seen on average. Now, the time doesn't heal all wounds. Doing the work to heal the wounds is what heals the wounds. So, you know, it's really important that you don't prolong your suffering. And what you need to stop right away is you need to stop vilifying your ex. And so, you know, if you are stuck blaming your ex, vilifying your ex, psychoanalyzing your ex, the reality is you're still in a relationship with your ex.
Mm-hmm.
And you hold on to the pain as the last attempt to hold on to the relationship. So, you know, the next thing is you need to detox from your ex. I would say give yourself 60 days. Because what happens is when you're in a relationship, you have neural pathways that have been wired together. So after the breakup, if you keep rereading text messages, stalking their social media, or calling your ex, you're actually not allowing those neural pathways to prune away, and you prolong the suffering longer than it needs to be.
Right. I loved what you said. Time doesn't heal all wounds. Doing the work heals the wounds.
Exactly. You know, our patterns are going to continue staying with us, our baggage, but we have what's called compound trauma. So if you don't deal with those wounds and that hurt and process the pain, it's just going to follow you into your next relationship and into the next.
Right. Compound trauma. Oh, I know just what you mean when you say that. You know, like one bad thing on top of another bad thing. And what about these people who say they're going to get divorced, and then it takes them like 12 years to get divorced? Did you ever see that? What is going on there?
I see people stuck in relationships for a very long time because the fear of what might happen, the uncertainty of a future without their partner is so scary that it can make someone stay in a relationship that they know is a dead-end relationship. And what happens is there's this thing called sunk cost fallacy, and it's human beings' tendency to invest more into what we've already invested in, more time, more energy, more pain, more money. And it happens whether it's the stock market or, you know, maybe you bought a ticket to a movie and you hate it in the first 20 minutes, but you stick it out the whole way because you bought the ticket. Same thing happens in a relationship. We stay in these dead-end relationships because we've already invested something into it. So I think it's important for people to take a look and ask themselves, if I was to make the same decision right now, and, you know, I forget about what I've already invested because that's gone. I can't recoup that. Would I make the same decision? And that's a good starting point to ask yourself if this is the relationship you want to stay in. And then, you know, another practice you can do is write 2 letters. Write a letter 5 years from now looking back. And this is you if you stayed. You know, how did your life turn out in those 5 years? And then write another letter. This is you when you left. What might have transpired in your life? Because if you should stay or if you should go is a very personal decision. There's no book or no expert that can tell you what to do. You need to ask the right questions and reflect so that you can build on your own inner guidance to make, you know, yourself come to that conclusion yourself.
Okay. I have to just go back for a second. What was that fallacy called?
Sunk cost fallacy.
Sunk cost fallacy. Sunk cost fallacy. Throwing good money after bad.
Exactly.
You are brilliant, and I adore you. And where can everybody go for more about Breakup Bootcamp?
Yeah, my website's renewbreakupbootcamp.com. On social, I'm Miss Amy Chan. And you can buy my book, Breakup Bootcamp, The Science of Rewiring Your Heart, at all bookstores.
That's Miss Amy Chan, her book, Breakup Bootcamp. I was taking notes. Time doesn't heal the wound. Doing the work heals the wound. Detox from your ex. 60 days. Don't call him. Don't stalk him on social media. Don't talk or complain about him. Give your brain a chance to build new neural pathways. I love that. Stop complaining about your ex. You know the person. You know the person who is always complaining about their ex, divorced for years, still telling the story. I love that part about childhood patterns. So even if it doesn't look like your childhood, it might feel like your childhood. That was a big aha for me. And I never heard this term before, sunk cost fallacy, thinking you got to stick it out because you put this money in or you put this time into it. I guess it's like an economic term. I don't know, sunk cost fallacy. The money is lost. The time is lost. Cut your losses and move on along. Break up boot camp, Amy Chan, Miss Amy Chan. And she mentioned trauma, too, compound trauma, which leads me to another conversation this morning. This Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, there's going to be a panel of women on a private Zoom call talking to you if you want to listen, if you've experienced personal trauma. Now, I was just reading in Psychology Today the different types of trauma, small T versus large T trauma. All trauma is worth recognizing. Have you been through some small T trauma? Interpersonal conflict, infidelity, divorce, an extended relocation or an abrupt relocation, legal trouble, financial worries or difficulty. Do not kid yourself. Those are traumatic events, and they cause a disruption in our emotional functioning. So these distressing events aren't necessarily life and death situations. The article in Psychology Today calls them ego-threatening situations because they attack our individual happiness. And oftentimes, people overlook that they've experienced trauma. You know, you just keep plugging along. This is just life. Life is tough. But take a moment today and a breath and say, if I've experienced interpersonal conflict, maybe a long-time feud, infidelity, divorce, abrupt or extended relocation, legal trouble, financial worries or difficulties, those are all traumas that need a little attention. So give yourself a great big hug and then give yourself permission to exhale, you know, find a little peace around those. Find somebody to talk to about these things. Call a therapist if you can. Call me if you can't. You guys heard about Dear Beatrice, right? I did share that here, didn't I? I think I did. There is a website called dearbeatrice.love. Dearbeatrice.love, where I talk to people from all over the world. Yes, I am Beatrice. I talk to people all over the world just to, you know, if there's somebody needs to talk in the middle of the night, send an email to Dear Beatrice. I'll get back to you. And what I'll also do is help you find the connection. I can listen for sure. And then I can suggest and connect you to other people who might be able to help. So if you've been through some stuff, even if it's just the daily day-to-day of living through this pandemic, talk to someone and get it all out. And especially that thing that you don't want to say, that's the thing to share. Putting that out in the sunlight and air, that's the thing that's going to help you to heal. And then there's what's referred to as large T trauma, a really significant event that leaves you feeling powerless. This could be natural disaster, an attack of some kind, a sexual assault, of course being in combat, or a huge accident. Those are large T traumas that take time. And you know you've been through a large T trauma if there's things you don't want to talk about, if there's things you have to hide to avoid having a memory. You know, maybe there's certain TV shows you can't watch or certain situations you can't put yourself in. Got a little PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. That's not just for you could be carrying a little bit of that stress. And you know, what Shine On is all about is recognizing where you can feel a little bit better. So again, if you're waiting for a sign, maybe this is it. And if you think that a Zoom call with women who have been through trauma will help, hop on our Zoom call Sunday at 1, and you can get the link at casey.co. You don't even have to turn your camera on. You don't have to say a word. You can just listen. Just be a lurker. Or you may feel called to share your story. Others will. And sometimes just knowing you're not alone, that somebody else has walked this road, can be very healing. Okay, so I wanted to tell you about that Sunday at 1 o'clock. Sundays at 11 continue to be a fabulous time. We had Christy Nelson on last week. Christy from the Network for Grateful Living. Oh, it was such a great show. We talked about deep, 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 deep gratitude. Now, this Sunday at 11, Shaman Rocia LaRosa is going to be our guest, and we're going to talk about what we attract. What we are attracting right now in our lives. I'm really looking forward to that. Hi, it's Casey. You're listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, and I have to tell you another thing I'm really excited about. As an offshoot of this show and the Circle of Women page on Facebook and the Circle of Prayer page on Facebook, you may know I started the foundation Let It Shine, Inc. almost a year ago. One of the things that Let It Shine does is to run the pantry at Mount Carmel, where these wonderful women come in, and men too, wonderful families come in. Really. And, you know, they get a little extra food, groceries. And whenever we can, we try to make things special. Like last week at the pantry, everybody got brand new gloves, hats, scarves, and hot cocoa. You know, just celebrating the wintertime. Something new we have at the pantry now, birthday bags. If somebody in your house is having a birthday, here's a gift bag. And in it is cake mix and frosting and happy birthday plates and candles. Right? One less thing to worry about. So I was thinking, Let It Shine, over the pandemic, did so many drive-through events. We did a Mother's Day drive-through with gift bags. We did a Memorial Day drive-through with picnic snacks and American flags. We did a curbside Santa, curbside Dominic the Donkey. We did the ghosts out on the field for Halloween. And my sister says to me, what's our drive-through event for Valentine's? And I'm like, I don't want to do a drive-through event for Valentine's. I'm so tired of standing outside in the cold. But I wanted to have something special for the people, and especially the women who come to the pantry. So I reached out to some of my wonderful, talented friends, and I asked them to make a 5-minute healing video. So the women who come to the pantry for the month of February are going to get a flyer that instructs them to go to gatheringlove.org and find all these videos. There's 5-minute sound healing video, 5-minute yoga and stretching and breathing video, 5-minute connecting to your ancestors video. There's like a 10-minute video on how to make a really sweet treat with chocolate and mini marshmallows. So, so easy. A great baker did that for us. We're going to have all kinds of meditation and feel-good videos on this page, which leads me to this. Could you teach something in a 5-minute video to put on this page? Would you like to? Right? Why not? If you teach something and you think it would be a gift for other women to pop on and learn from, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me at casey.co. And the other thing that Let It Shine is going to do next is pay teachers to teach Zoom classes free. Free Zoom classes. The teachers get paid. So right now I'm lining up nutritionists, all kinds of people, English as a second language teachers. Let It Shine will pay the teachers. There'll be free Zoom classes. I'm so excited about that. It's going to be like Let It Shine school. So a couple of things to think about. If you think you could make a 5-minute video to teach, strictly to teach. These aren't promotional videos. And that's what I love about the women who have responded to this. They're all like, sure, I'll do it. And they didn't ask for anything in return. No promotion, just the gift of sharing what you know. So if you'd like to do that, let me know. And if you have experience teaching and would like to teach a Zoom class, let me know about that too. You can reach out at casey.co. Oh, Nancy L. Johnston would love for me to remind you that if you go to nancyandcasey.com, you can see our videos or listen to the podcast. We do a new podcast every Monday, and it's all about psychology, really. She's the therapist. And the last several podcasts have been about creating change. Nancy has the 10 ingredients for creating lasting change. So we have a bunch of podcasts on that. And in our next podcast, we're going to talk about each personally how we successfully changed something. So that's what you find at nancyandcasey.com. Okay, that sounded too pitchy for me. Not pitchy like on American Idol, but like I'm pitching you to tune in, and you know I don't like that. So I'm going to give you right now Nancy's 10 ingredients for change. This is Nancy L. Johnston, who wrote the book Disentangle. Her 10 ingredients for change, if you're trying to make a change in your life, 1 is awareness. 2 is willingness. 3 is intentionality, which is really just putting it 1, having it be in your intention. 4, self-education. You got to learn stuff if you're going to make a change. 5, very similar, skill building. You're going to be doing it differently, so you're going to have to learn a skill. Self-regard. It's really hard to make a change if you're not kind to yourself, because you're going to mess up, and you got to be there to be nice to yourself. Noticing self in the moment, which I'm really good at, intervening on your own behalf, which I stink at. Like, I'll say in my head, I'm doing it, and then I keep going. Spirituality and letting go, number 9 and 10. So Nancy's 10 ingredients for change: awareness, willingness, and please give yourself a break. If you're not willing to make a change, that's okay. Don't drive yourself nuts with the rest of the points. Intentionality, you know, putting it in the forefront. Self-education, skill building, self-regard, noticing self in the moment, intervening on your own behalf, spirituality, and letting go. So there. You don't have to tune into the podcast if you don't wanna. You got all the information. And while we're looking forward, you know what? I should probably mention that come spring, Let It Shine, Inc. will once again be hosting the market. The market at Mount Carmel Sunday morning. It's farmers and vintage marketeers and makers. So artists, antique collectors, farmers. I want all of you to join me Sunday morning starting Mother's Day in May. Right? Look at the calendar. Spring is getting closer and closer. Every day, more and more people are getting vaccinated. Summer, this coming summer, can look a whole lot different than last summer, right? So how do you want to be feeling this summer when we are free again to move about and socialize? What does your dream self look like, say, late summer as you step out into the world? What can we work on right now to get ready for stepping out into the world again? Let's make a plan. You know, I never want to go back to a grocery store. I'm really fine with that. My husband's been doing all the grocery shopping late on Friday night. I have not been in a grocery store in a very long time. My life has been Netflix, which reminds me of the sunk cost fallacy that Miss Amy Chan was talking about. I've invested so much time into Ozark, and I don't think I like it. And every episode I say to my husband, this is the last one, I'm done. And then I think, oh, I've already put so much time into it. And I know there's only going to be 4 seasons, so why don't I just finish it? That Jason Bateman is adorable. Laura Linney's great too. But the eyeballs, please. Did we need that? I don't think so. Okay, thank you for tuning in. I had a wonderful time. And I am ready, as I'm sure you are too, for our thought for the day. And this thought for the day comes from Anton St. Martin, who is the author of Divine Living. Anton said, "Healing is never complete until we have been truly heard. May the universe send you someone who will sincerely care to listen." Shine on.